Welcome to Conversations That Bloom, a space for women thriving at the intersection of faith and grit. For women who have a desire to have real and raw conversations about faith. For women who have the resilience to continue even when things are falling apart and still find enough time to treat themselves to some much needed self-care. We believe words are powerful, and with each conversation, God will meet you where you're at and reveal a new way to approach whatever life is throwing at you. My name is Belia, and I'm your host.
Hey, good morning, Mwabuka Shani. How you guys doing? How you ladies doing? Thank you so much for joining me once again on this beautiful morning for Conversations That Bloom. I am super excited to be back with another episode. Doing this episode for you guys has been the most fulfilling time of my life, and I am so thankful. When I transitioned to just add more workload by having a podcast, I really didn't know that the change would put me in a space where I needed to adapt my mindset, I needed to adapt my productivity, I needed to adapt how I was approaching life in general. But when I did that, when I adapted and I changed with the waves, I just became more flexible and more willing to do what I need to do for the community that I love, which is you. And here we are today doing the most, having another lovely conversation with one of my lovely humans. I'm going to allow her to introduce herself and do what she needs to do. Good morning, Louie.
Good morning.
How are you, darling?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fabulous. So today...
I know you always are.
It's a blessing. So today I'm... Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of women who don't know you, so I would love for you to introduce yourself.
Right. So I'm Louie, as Belia mentioned, and I'm an economics graduate currently in the auditing field, an aspiring entrepreneur, and I love everything to do with sustainability.
Ooh,
that's me.
That's literally who she is to the T, and also she's got a big heart, and she's just amazing.
Thank you.
Yes. And I'm just so glad that you're here with us. And I would love for you to share something that you have learned about yourself recently.
Wow. So I think recently I've been going through a lot of self-discovery. And it's interesting because I feel this is something that happens almost every year. I get to a point where I'm like, oh, yes, I know myself and I know what I want. And then there comes this huge moment and it's like, okay, time to... rejig. So one thing is that I'm in a place where I'm learning that I don't have to fit into a mold, you know. Mm-hmm. There are different things that I can do, and I have to just keep on growing and moving with the times.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Not fitting into a mold. And that's what life calls for. We are supposed to continuously be able to flow like water. If you can't flow like water, if you can't be flexible, if you can't allow change to be a part of your DNA, you will be frustrated at every point. Like, it's just a part of life, literally. And that's what we're discussing today, ladies and gentlemen. How to embrace change when life calls for it. It's just one of those very... weird things. It's like we're always changing, do or die. Every year things are changing. Do or die.
Literally.
But Louie, tell me, why is it so hard to embrace change?
I think it's because we usually have this construct of ourselves, like, this is who I am. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you keep on trying to hold on to that. But then life, there's so many other externalities that are surrounding us, you know. So even if I said, this is what I'm going to do, there are things that come around and, you know, you have to just keep on changing. And I think that's what makes it difficult, because you have to adjust, and it's the adjusting process which can be painful sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, the adjusting process. Have you ever sat down and understood your own adjusting process?
Yes. So I was saying that I definitely understand it, because I'm the sort of person who loves structure. Mm-hmm. And when things are not in if I'm not in control of certain things, I start to kind of panic. So over the years, I've learned how to deal with things that I can't control, you know, and I know that there's a lagging process. So I have to spend time to articulate exactly how I'm feeling. And then it's like, okay, Louis, this is the next thing that's coming and we can do it. Yeah. So I'm not the most spontaneous person. Mm-hmm. I have to plan and process and then adjust.
That's really interesting. So that means you have understood your own inside world, right? And you've understood what it is that keeps you balanced. And I think that's such an important part of how we look at change and how we embrace change. First, we start inside understanding our inside world and see like, okay, what brings me pure joy? And how can I continue having this joy even when life is changing, even when I need to do something new? How can I continue like tapping into this joy, right?
Right.
Exactly. So like, what is your current relationship with change? What would you say you've understood about change in your own life?
Really, I think it's just about embracing it. Like I'm saying, before I used to be very much set in my own ways, you know, like this is the plan and I'm going for it. But there have been multiple things that have happened over the past few years where I'm like, wow, I did not see that happening. But I've learned to embrace it. And, you know, there's this saying that goes like, grow where you're planted. Mm-hmm. And my definition of that is like, sometimes you don't really know where you're going to end up, right? Mm-hmm. But in that space where you are, there's something that you can learn and something you can take from it. So just learn to embrace where you are and just grow.
Wow. Yeah. I love that. I love you have been able to take a very common saying, literally grow where you're planted. One of my favorite sayings, because it's about putting what you have right now, right? Whatever God has put in your hands at that stage, in that moment, how are you doing it well? What are you doing to make sure that even though it's something that's not in your space of understanding, how are you making sure that other people understand your gift and your purpose well? How are you making sure that your community is also flourishing, you know?
Yeah.
Beautiful. That's so
And cool. I think like, just to add on to that, right? I think the thing is sometimes we say, oh, this is what I want. But God says, I know this is what you want, but it may not look exactly like what you expect, right? So you go through that period and you're like, I hate this. Like, why am I here? You know, but then when you just take time to observe and take in everything, you realize like, okay, like you're saying, part of my purpose can still be administered here. You know, it doesn't have to look like what you thought it was going to be.
Yeah. And that's the key to embracing change. It doesn't have to look like what you thought it would be. Just because it looks different from what you have planned doesn't mean you don't have to embrace it. Especially with things like moving to a new city, right? Or start a new business or having to start a new job. It doesn't have to look like what you have planned out. You just have to decide, if you want to continue doing this thing, what is it in your inside world, in your inside world, can you control, right? What is it in your inside world that you need to look at and be like, okay, these are the things that I'm clashing against. Maybe I have, I'm always thinking about my past. I'm constantly thinking about my failures. I'm constantly assuming that everybody's against me and they're gossiping about me. I don't have faith in my friendships. So that means you now in your inside world, you need to sit down, write down these fears, write down these feelings, write down these like roadblocks and have an honest conversation with yourself about why they're there. You can only change yourself, right? You can only change how you react to other things, not the things themselves. Whether we like it or not, those things will happen. Like they are just going to happen. So the best you can do for yourself is sit and be like, okay, self, what is it that we want? So Louis, how do you now understand what you want when life has thrown something your way?
Wow. Okay. So one thing is knowing your why in life, right? And I have this colleague, he's my friend. He just joined recently, but he's always asking me, Louis, you need to know your why. What is your why? You know, because when you know why you do certain things in life, like I said earlier on, it does not matter where you are. of course, I'm not saying just be carried by the wind and, you know, be blown, do you know, but the point is, there are just times when it feels like I don't like the basics of, let's say, where I am in my job at the moment, right? But at the core of it, I know what I like. So I enjoy helping people. There's so many ways I can help people at my workplace. Mm-hmm. Be it a junior asking me, oh, can you please help me with this, right? I'll take my time out to help them. You recently helped with the advisory board, and that's something that I'm part of at work, where I just feel like, how can I be of service to people in my workplace, you know? So yeah, it's just always knowing and remembering why I am here on earth, what my purpose is. Yes, that's how I go about it.
I love it. It's so simple. You know, people always think purpose is supposed to be something this dramatic with this huge thing, and you arrive and there's lights, cameras, action. Purpose is that. Purpose is the things that you would do even though money wasn't involved. Right? Purpose is the things that you
exactly
just because when you do it, it just makes sense. Like, that's just what it is, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing complicated.
Yeah. And I'd like to add on.
Yeah.
Right? I think sometimes there's those of us who don't always know what exactly it is we want to do. Like, if you say, name the job, like if I gave you the job right now, where would you be? Right. Yeah. There's some people who will say, you know, I want to be an actress in Hollywood in this type of movies.
Right.
But then there's those of us who just are still trying to figure things out. Mm-hmm. But understanding your why really helps, you know, being able to fit in and navigate certain spaces until that point where it's like, yes, I have arrived. I now know what I want to do.
Louis, we had the wisdom. Louis said, I'm coming with wisdom this morning. Louis said, I'm bringing cars. Louis said, I am a child of God. Who knows what's up? That's what Louis said. Mm-hmm. I'm here for it. So Louis, about sacrifice, right? What have you had to sacrifice in order to have a mindset that embraces change?
What I've had to sacrifice, I've thought about this so many times, and I think it's literally letting go of who I was maybe 4 or 5 years ago, you know, even 6 years ago, because there was a point where I told myself, I want to be a doctor. And I went through high school, high school saying, as soon as I finish, I'm going to become a doctor. Mm-hmm. And guess what happens? Yeah. I end up not getting the grades I was supposed to get, and I was shocked. Wow. I had the shock of my life. But you know what my dad ended up telling me? He's like, sometimes it's a blessing that these things happen, because is that what you really wanted to do? And he was like, fair enough, you say you want to help people, but it's not that you have to go and literally save their lives in order to help them. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I went through multiple changes, but every single time I've just learned that sometimes you have to let go of who you were and what you thought you wanted to be, because you change and it's okay. You want different things at this point. And it's okay.
So I think this episode for me personally has been really amazing and refreshing. It's the simple things of life, Louis. Like, it's the simple things in life that are supposed to keep us grounded even when change is coming. Just hold on to the simple things. Smelling flowers outside. Like, really and truly making a cup of tea in the morning. Like,
honestly, yourself some flavored
tea. Literally, it's not supposed to be difficult. It's really not. So to wrap our beautiful conversation up, what advice would you give to a young woman that's embracing, or is that like the cusp of change and they're standing at a crossroads? Should I start my own business? Should I move to Kabul? Should I relocate to South Africa? Should I marry a guy? What should
I do? Okay. So I think if you feel deep down in your heart that this is what you're supposed to do, go for it. Because, you know, there are certain things that we will ponder on for like a year. A year goes by. Every 3 months you come back and you're like, but should I do it? And then you convince yourself that you shouldn't. I think the worst that happens is you go for it and then you realize that it wasn't meant to happen. And you go back, you start afresh. But there's nothing worse than regretting that you did not do something.
That's right.
So I believe that if you want to do something, just go for it right now.
Right now. Exactly. That's my motto. Do it now or you will never do it at all. Like literally, just do it now. Tomorrow is not right. That is going to come and now you can do it tomorrow. Tomorrow is a lie. I promise you. Do it now. I love that.
A myth.
I love that.
Yeah.
Now life is very interesting. The more you do things that scare you, the more change is something that isn't even going to be a question. You just embrace change as you go. So continuously embrace change, continuously do what you need to do, ladies, and don't hold back. Don't hold back one bit. So yes, today's episode was amazing, refreshing, technical difficulties left, right, and center. But you know what we don't do here is we don't stop.
We don't give up. We don't give up. And this is, I think, if we even tie it into what we're talking about, you're always going to face obstacles in life, but just keep on going.
Exactly. Exactly, Louie. And we are walking testimonies of that. Both Louie and I have hit so many had testicles.
I laughed too loud.
Me too. yeah so both you and I, especially since last year 2020, Louie, like we went through a lot of things, like obstacles upon obstacles upon hurdle upon whatever, but we kept going, we pushed through. Louie found joy in what she does at work. I found continuity and joy in my work and my purpose, and I just continue. It doesn't matter what each day looks like. All I know is that he's the same, his peace is the same, his hope is the same, and that's what I hold on to, and that's all that matters.
Amen. We have a friend in Jesus. He's always there.
Come on. That's right. Yes, Louie, thank you so much for gracing me with your presence. I love you so much and I appreciate your entire existence.
I love you and I mean it. And thank you for having me here. It's such an honor.
Of course, anytime. Ladies,
Bye.
Bye.